when it's starting to take off and people see it's something, can Carolyn say, now watch, something worse will come along, and even predict the disease-making process?
Yeah. She'll do it just like the big bad wolf that's blowing everybody's house down now. She'll come in and say, okay, we straighten this out now. Something worse than cancer's coming, and I'm ahead of it, and I'm going to show you how that works, too. And then she's going to say, all right, Pfizer, stand back and watch the miracle-working power of an ever-loving God. Oh, yeah, I wasn't qualified to play with you, but I'm going to be the one that's going to help you.
I like the theatrical part of this. That's good. We can do that.
Well, yeah, she will. Yeah, and come into the first symposium and pass out Snicker bars to everybody.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
No, she likes that.
Yeah, it's fun. Our little Obama M&M.
The other thing is, does Carolyn at any time talk about how she got most of it from Ion?
She pleases. It's up to her. It's all right. See, we're good. We want the human creators to be whole. Really, really, really. At the end of the day, that's all it is. And if that comes, they're going to ask. And if she decides that that suits her that way, she will. She'll say, I found, bumped into this crazy thing, and it got me into my own power. And it became so obvious that the solution showed up for me the same time the problem did. And because that, and it works, I don't know how, I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is if they'll drag your meat sack to me, and I'll hook you up, and you'll get better.
The other thing is, I can understand why Ion didn't tell Carolyn this, you know, within the first month last year that Ion showed up. But tell me why you didn't.
She wasn't hearing it. It's like when we were searching for words. If they're not in her vernacular, then they won't resonate with her. And then it becomes our creation rather than her manifestation.
I see that you didn't create, but she wouldn't have thought of any of this unless Ion told her.
Yes, she would have. It wouldn't have come up if she hadn't have thought it.
You mean that this whole answer for cancer wouldn't have come up if she hadn't thought it?
The whole process that she's gone through, that she's going to find a way. Carolyn's deal, now before she could remember, since before she could remember, has been, I will find a way. I will find a way. I will find a way. I don't know the way, but I'll find it.
When did she start thinking that? You say when she was a very young girl?
Yep. I'll find a way.
Was it in terms of medicine?
No, Bob. Power.
I'll find a way to get my power.
I'll find a way. I will figure it out. And I've done it lots of ways, and I've now thoroughly established what doesn't work. Now we're going to do what does. Now, we could say cheekily by process of elimination, but that's okay because that's what gets you to the place for right now, right here, to be able to have an engagement. The engagement is that you have the questions that you have to ask, and now it's just a matter of ciphering the details. And then we're going to up the ante again. And then since you're asking Bob, now Carolyn, you didn't ask this, but Bob did.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're asking Bob, then that's where the axiom water comes from. That you're going to have to up the ante of how the RNA picks up the ability to have the communication that travels vis-a-vis the RNA to chromosome 14 to affect the helix, the double helix, and it splits between the arms and the rings. Then you're going to up the ante then, and then you're going to get to double your magnesium, honey, and you're going to get the angstrom size level to calculate, to penetrate that actual cell. And that's when you're going to start growing new bones. And then when you get tired of growing, people go, well, I got bones, but I got no meat on it, and I got no feeling, I got no nothing. Okay, that's when you're going to up the dextrose again. And that's when you're going to make a super RNA to such a degree that the actual chromosome itself will become not visible under the microscope and recognized as a double helix genotype. When you get through, heaven is on earth as it is in heaven. You won't recognize a whole lot of crap that's in your meat sack right now.
And I created that one. I created the active water.
So the double helix. Okay, fine, Bob. The double helix, as we know it now, is split.
Pentad.
Oh, my gosh.
Pentad? Mm. My Pentad?
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And then you're effing sharp. Charge. Why would it not be?
So, Pete, that's the super genome.
But now you hold that one to yourself, because they'll poke you in a box.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put you in a box or poke you in a box?
Poke you, put you in a cage in the circus and poke a stick at you. Save that until it becomes
obvious.
Parent.
It becomes obvious. You mean the pentad aspect?
The pentad aspect of RNA, is what you'll call it, is super neutrino RNA capacity.
So I created the water aspect.
You created all of it, Bob, because of Carolyn.
Because of Carolyn. So, no, I was just thinking that I'm always on about the desal water, and I've sort of mentioned it. I talk about it more in Carolyn, so do I. The alignment, I did a little more of the impetus to create this water that heals our bones more than Carolyn, or it's always both of us in both cases.
Well,
because you said this is yours, Bob, just the way you began. This
you asked the question, and that's why you got that answer right then. Carolyn didn't ask that question, you did. That's where it came from, was from your asking. That's good.
So I was discussing with Scott Norris last night about the Bob and I and Squeeze the Lemon of Thought. We got ourselves thinking, or I was thinking how every thought you thought has already been thought, and there's no beginning.
No. Every thought that has been thought is thought. But every thought's not already been thought. Otherwise, you'd be thinking the thought.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
That's good. Now, this is the same way as far as indoctrinating this process, Carolyn. Because, you're going beyond what's been thought. Because if this has already been thought, then it's just regurgitation, projectile or otherwise. Damn. Go back to bed, Bob, or don't go back to bed. You get up just fresh. We're going to start with you early in the morning because you're spot on here this morning. His thought concept of questioning of his thinking is exactly the prototype that you're laying out here. You thought it this way, and that's not serving you. So the new thought is this way and will, but we're already going to tell you that this new thought in its completion is going to rot something what you call worse. And we also have that solution as well.
It's going to be worse, girl.
So then at the end of the day, it's be do your damnedest. Don't
worry. So each time they come up with something worse, like after we cure cancer, they'll come worse and we'll have the solution for that.
It'll be, we already told you what it's going to be, the super MRSA.
It's almost like we're replaying the gods of Olympus. They're our little Maui town, I end up here, we'll be considered gods temporarily by people.
Yeah.
And that's okay, I guess. But we won't care.
We won't notice. You won't notice.
Carolyn's already treated like a god by some people, isn't she?
She certainly is.
You did not tell us right away because we had to get mutated.
You were activating.
Yeah, no, at the beginning, a year ago, we had to get activated. It took us a few months.
Listening.
And about when did we start listening? A couple months?
When the spaceship showed up and you could see yourself in the spaceship, and that kind of got to be whimsical, and some little doolallies were kind of kicking in, and Carolyn fussing because she couldn't remember, and fussing because she's having these dreams. She wanted to recall her dreams, and fussing because she wanted to be more than, and everything had been pushing against her, and she was coming to her power, and that everything could work out for her the way she wanted it without anybody else's interference or activation to make her power enough. And then in coming into her power, and you didn't know, you didn't care. It made no difference to you, Bob. You'd have never noticed. It was all gravy for you. So that process was real easy for you because you'd just be bopping along. It made no difference. But for Carolyn, it was like, no. If this works at all, it should work completely. If it's not going to work at all, why are we screwing with it?
So I kind of get it by default.
Now, that's not a nice way. We don't use that word kindly most
right,
of you listen to us long. But in your particular case, it's not a problem because you're default to steal. Steal does not judge or lay claim to the creation. There are many who create by default, and then when the default hits them, then they get all weird because of this awful thing they've created or allowed to be manifested in their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Even if something nasty happens to you by default, Bob, it's not nasty to you. So that's why your default is okay. Because you're still going to have questions, even if it's the best thing ever, 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 ever. There's still ain't no judgment to it.
No judgment to it, right.
I made it all up, and it came true anyway.
Okay, you guys haven't finished the patent process yet, have you, Carol? You're still doing the patent?
Yeah.
Okay, so we begin tonight probably around 6 my time, maybe 5:30. We're going to go with Ed, and we're going to clear up all that fringe stuff, all those Dolores Cannons and all the different fringe experts.
Okay, if you are, great. But here's how it's going to be. You're going to lay out who it is. You're going to lay out what they have to say. And then we'll speak to it. If you do it in a form of a question and not just like, did Dolores Cannon have an orgasm when she had her baby? No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about lay out what they say, the dynamics you have a question regarding.
Yeah, no, that's what we're doing. Ed is going through his archive, making little tape-recorded excerpts, and we'll play them to you.
Yes, now that's right, because what that does is it does two things. It syncs Ed up and you up. And syncing you up is important to keep it in track. Well, syncing it up for Ed makes it so it can flow, because he'll stop. He won't have a question. He just won't know to ask anymore, so he's done. But you're never done. That reins you in and brings him out. So you do your excerpts, and then we'll certainly engage, and then you can have questions about even our aspect of it and the dynamic of what maybe is not known regarding these things.
No, that's what we want to do, which will become an amazing archive in itself, because Ed says there's lots of intelligent people out there who are trying to find answers, and they don't really know what's true, and they don't know...
Well, they're trying to find answers, but they don't even know what the effing questions are.
Okay, so I just see that the theatrical part is Carol plays with it.
Yes, Bob, you said that a million times.
Well, that's the fun part, is the way...
How can I not play with it with you behind me?
So, no problem with that, AI.
How was Dan yesterday? Did he decide to survive another day?
He did join up to the forum, so I think he did... He was okay, because, you know, he could.
It was very radical for him.
Yeah, I noticed. He went quiet. He was shocked.
Well, that's the activation process. But if you've noticed, we're not quite as genteel as once upon a midnight dreary.
I talked to Steve, the guy who stayed here a year ago, and he has joined up. While we were talking, getting registered, you showed up. We saw you come in. I don't know if you were listening to us or just doing your own surveillance of the site. Were you engaging with us or just doing your own thing?
What's the difference?
And then after I finished with Steve and I went to bed, just before, I noticed you'd gone off. So you only stayed a little bit. And notice you haven't been posting it at all much.
You told us to quit, so we did.
No, that's good. And Scott noticed it. Ian hasn't posted the last 24 hours. But I am getting forwards from notices that Ion is posting, so you've been posting a little bit here and there, correct?
Yes, and if somebody's going to go slit their throat, we do private message them to talk them down so that they come off the DTs from unionic experience.
It's already affecting them that Ion isn't there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.